Q100 with Shy Congo there on Saturday at the park. On the radio this morning, we'll get an official time check from Moose here quickly. Thank you, Moose. 29 in front of 8 o'clock. Michael J. in sports is next with an update on school closings. And this morning, of course, since it's Friday, Julia Childlike will be in here a little bit later on this morning. This morning, Julia Childlike is making U100 Morning Show Meatloaf. It's going to be big. That comes up in a little bit. Hang on.
Midland Records, the upper-level record stores, invite you to the grand opening of their new store in the Eden Prairie Shopping Center. Midland Records has built their fine reputation as the record stores with you in mind, with everyday low prices and the kind of good people that really know music and can help you find the records you want. To celebrate Midland Records' new store in the upper level of the Eden Prairie Center, they put some of the best new albums on sale at the special low price of $4.76. Come in and check it out. The best of the Eagles on Elektra. One more time. And don't miss Bette Midler's songs for a new depression. Or the hot new group, Wingin' a Prayer on Atlantic. All these fine new LPs are only $4.76 during the grand opening sale at Midland Records, the upper level record store in the Eden Prairie Center. Price is also good at Midland Records store in the Maplewood Mall. So stop in and get acquainted with the record stores that have you in mind. Midland Records, the upper level record stores in the Maplewood Mall, and now in Eden Prairie Center.
Juicy fruit tree, cause the flavor's so good. You gotta get some.
Just pick a pack and you'll see.
Pick a pack.
What a happy feeling.
Juicy fruit.
What a happy flavor.
Open a pack of juicy fruit gum. Chew it and let all the flavor come through. Pick a bright yellow pack of juicy fruit gum. Let it all happen to you.
Hey!
It'll make you smile.
Let's steal a pack of juicy fruit gum.
Of juicy fruit gum.
Let's steal a pack of juicy fruit gum. Hey, home, no, no, wait, hold, oh, wait, wait, hold it, wait. It's a good day for washing your shorts, and it's a good day for reading the sports.
The dumbest song in the world.
Big Minnesota sports, Olympic sports, no sports.
Bemidji and Richfield.
Bemidji sports.
Grand Rapids against
Kilmurray. Hockey sports, CIA sports.
NIAA swimming.
Animal sports.
Minnesota campus newspaper.
Sex sports.
University of Minnesota basketball. Michigan's the favorite in the Big Ten.
It's sports in here.
Minnesota State High School swimming.
Sports.
That's it for the sports. Goodbye.
Bye.
Let me back on.
Hey, we got coffee.
What?
We got coffee cake in here. Do you have any of this?
No, I don't want any.
You don't want any?
No.
It's very good.
But the woman looked too kinky who brought it in.
I know. Wonder woman. Yep. She went away before we could do anything about
it. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, look, Gretchen.
Love her.
I know she's listening. Gretchen.
Hey, Gretchen, baby.
Gretchen, you're a sweetheart. You just left too long ago. She's a nice lady, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good coffee cup. I think it's Sarah Lee. She can what?
Come out and help me on the farm any old time.
Yeah. Why don't you come on out and help us with the show somewhere, Gretchen?
Next week, though, the old lady's going to be gone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where's she going?
None of your business.
Come over to my place for a week.
Yeah.
Anyway, foot sports.
It's 16 degrees, first of all. Driving sports, it's really terrible. It really is. Like, 494 is pretty well open, 35W is open, but the ramps, see, are plugged up. Some ramps you cannot get on or off the freeway, so you can't get there from here. So be really cool out there. There's a snowplow stuck on the northbound lane of 35W where it whips around it across town. It's bad everywhere.
Everybody,
so what are we
stay
do?
Home today.
Yeah, why not? Really. 16 degrees, 25 minutes before 8. First, Bemidji faces Richfield, and defending champ Grand Rapids goes against Hill Murray tonight in the semifinals of the Minnesota State High School hockey tourney at the St. Paul Civic Center. In the opening rounds yesterday, Bemidji downed Henry Sibley 4-3. Richfield edged previously unbeaten Moundsview 4-3. Defending champ Grand Rapids outlasted Bloomington Kennedy 2-1. And Hill Murray defeated Minneapolis Southwest 5-4 in overtime. In consolation games this afternoon, Henry Sibley faces Moundsview, and Southwest takes on Bloomington Kennedy. Let's see. University of Minnesota campus newspaper reports that hearings on alleged violations of NCAA rules have been set for Minnesota basketball players Phil Saunders and Dave Winey. Is that right, Jay?
Who?
Winey, is that right?
How you spell it?
Or is it Winnie?
How you spell it?
W-I-N-E-Y.
Winey.
Yeah. Minnesota Daily says Saunders, a junior guard, will appear before the University Campus Committee on Student Behavior March 9th, and Winey, a sophomore forward, will appear March 18th. The Behavior Committee already is scheduled to hold a hearing on Star... On what? Oh, on Star Center Michael Thompson, March 12th. Who cares what the dates? University of Minnesota basketball team will be aiming for a 500 Big Ten record tomorrow when it plays at Purdue in the conference final. For both teams, the Gophers are 8-9, while the Boilermakers are 10-7. The University of Minnesota hockey team winds up its Western Collegiate Hockey Association regular season this weekend. Gophers play the University of North Dakota tonight and tomorrow night in Grand Forks, right next to Grand Spoon. Mm-hmm. Michigan's the favorite in the Big Ten 66th Annual Indoor Track Championships at Camp Randall Memorial Sports Center in Madison, Wisconsin, today and tomorrow. Enough said. Minnesota State High School Swimming Championships are being held today and tomorrow at the University of Minnesota's Cook Hall Pool, Minneapolis. Diving preliminaries begin at 10 this morning, with swimming preliminaries starting at 2 this afternoon. Two-time defending champ Hopkins Eisenhower is the favorite. Minnesota North Stars are idle tonight, but take on the Penguins tomorrow night in a National Hockey League contest in Pittsburgh.
Penguins are my favorite.
The two teams meet Tuesday night.
I love them.
At Met Sports Center.
Can
and
we get a penguin?
Will you shut up?
I like penguins.
The Penguins came out on top 6-2. The Minnesota Gophers are... I can't read this when you're quacking.
Can't help it. I like penguins.
The Minnesota goals in that game were scored by veteran Bill Goldsworthy and rookie Steven Jensen. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
A Plymouth, Minnesotan native who signed with the North Stars last week. Thanks, Jay Paul. He held up my sports here so I can
read it. He held up your shorts. What's
finally,
going on?
Finally. In Guinness Book of World Records sports,
yeah,
the longest fingernails on record were reported from Shanghai in 1910 in the case of a Chinese priest who took 27 years to achieve his nails. They got 22 3/4 inches in length.
The devil, you
but
say.
Probably the longest nails now grown, or that were grown, I'm sorry to say, are those of Ramesh Sharma of Delhi, India. It's hard to read these. Of Delhi, India, whose nails on his left hand went to 52 1/2 inches. This is right out of the Guinness Book of World Records. 52 1/2 inches after 10 years of growth. I'm sorry to say Ramesh Sharma of Delhi, India, no longer with us.
What happened?
Well, he couldn't help himself one day. The company had gone home. His wife wasn't looking. He went to pick his nose and he killed himself.
More sports. More sports.
More sports.
More sports.
Bloomington 58, Mechanic Arts 40.
Imagine trying to buy gloves.
Thanks a lot. U100 weather. Traveler's advisory early today. Partial clearing this afternoon. Snow ending this forenoon. Has it ended yet? You got a window in there. Does the snow quit blowing down?
I can't see. There's too much snow coming down.
Oh, all right.
No, I think it's quit. The sun is out.
Has it?
He's out there shoveling snow with his father.
I don't have a window here, so I'm going to X that part of the forecast.
Okay.
Clear and cold tonight. Partly cloudy and warmer tomorrow. High today near 20. Low tonight 10 above. High tomorrow in the mid-20s. 16 right now. Be careful out there. It's really rough driving. Michael J. Jerry St. James.
I may have told you this already, but today is the actual day.
Might as well tell me again. You tell all the other jokes a million times.
They like it once, they'll love it twice.
Yeah.
Listen, today is the actual day. I mentioned this about 3 months ago to you, but today is the actual day, March 5th of 1943.
Is today March 5th?
Yes, it is.
I'll
think it is. Yeah, it is. Of 1943, Adolf Hitler went to a soothsayer, a fortune teller, a palm reader.
Yeah.
You know, and he's sitting there talking to her.
He's dead long enough now. I suppose he's funny.
Yeah, you can talk about it. Here, hey, you know. Anyway, he was talking to his palm reader, and he said, tell me my future. And she's looking in his palm there, it was all dirty and everything. And he said, I have to know, I got a big war going on here. I have to know, when am I going to die? And the palm reader said, you will die on a Jewish holiday.
Oh, no.
Hitler says, how do you know it's going to be a Jewish holiday when I die? She says, any day you die will be a Jewish holiday. A true story right here. U100 is 743, 17 in front of the hour. Jerry St. James and Michael J. alive and well on the inside of your radio peeking out here this morning. 16 degrees on the outside. Julia Childlike will be along here in about 20 minutes. This morning, Julia is making U100 morning show meatballs. That'll be on the radio here shortly. Also, this morning, what else do we got? Oh, we got problems this morning. Yeah, 35W going into Minneapolis is the absolute worst. It is the pits. It is a snort. Do not take that road. Stay home, everybody. No, it's really very bad. We got tie-ups all over the place this morning. Traffic is a bummer. Watch it.
I've just closed my eyes again.
U100, that's Gary Wright. Dreamweaver. 747, 13 in front of 8 o'clock on the St. James and Douglas program. 16 Freezer Fine Dunes degrees on the outside here. As always, we're on the radio this morning playing the hits while you're spraying your pits. And now, where's the doc? Where's my doc? That's, here we go. 747, and now from around the world, across the nation, and up your alley. Time for the Jerry St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning. Brought to you this morning by the new station wagon used to carry dead hamburgers. It's called the Patty Hearse. The hamburgers are dead when they're in the thing. Okay. In the news here this morning, what can possibly be next? First, there were X-rated movies, then XX-rated movies, and now, believe it or not, there is a triple X-rated movie showing in the Twin Cities. With a rather unusual twist to it, though. The actors in the film are completely dressed for the entire picture, but the audience has to take their clothes off. With the emphasis these days on saving fuel and energy, the Polish automobile manufacturing company of Warsaw has come out now with a new car that has only three moving parts: the steering wheel and the two guys pushing. Ah, mama. The fight for ratings among TV medical shows continues, and to no one's surprise, Marcus Welby, MD, still leads the pack. Last week's episode of Marcus Welby was a particularly exciting one for the regular viewers of that show, who were quite concerned when Dr. Welby ate his lunch during surgery and the patient died of Twinkie poisoning. That's stupid. Twinkie, such a great word. There still is some question on just who will be Gerald Ford's running mate, when and if he captures the 1976 party nomination for the presidency. Most people don't think it'll be Nelson Rockefeller, though, and that includes Rockefeller himself. He seems to think Ford doesn't want him around anymore. Everything around the White House is named for some famous American, Rockefeller told reporters. There's the John F. Kennedy Dining Room, the Lyndon Baines Johnson Art Gallery, the Franklin Delano Roosevelt State Room. And, continued Rocky, I knew I was in trouble one day last month at a cabinet meeting when Secretary of State Kissinger excused himself to go to the Nelson Rockefeller urinal. Dick Martin's, are you listening? A movie's underway in Minnesota to revoke the law which closes bars on Election Day. The backers of the bill say it's dangerous to close the bars down. Last time we had an election for St. Paul mayor, three of the candidates got locked in. Finally in the news here this morning, U100 sales manager Patrick Sine on the dotted line, Rickard and his wife are getting set to celebrate their wedding anniversary soon, and the entire staff of U100 sends along our best wishes. Sometimes, though, you can't help wondering about Rickard's wife. Rickard recalls the night of their honeymoon when he left their hotel suite to go down to the lobby for some ice cubes. When he came back, he was surprised to find that his new bride was completely dressed with her hat and coat on. When he asked what she was doing, she said, "Well, you said when you got back with the ice, we were going to go to town, so I..." St. James and Douglas Radio Show. It is 7:53, 7 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Stuck in traffic this morning on Highway 13, 494, and the backup on 35W heading into Minneapolis. Wherever you are, nice to have you along here as always on the radio program.
When you get your car serviced at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer, you get a lot more than good work. We give you a commitment that if our repair work fails within 90 days or 4,000 miles of normal use, whichever comes first, we'll fix it again free of charge, including parts and labor. Now, that's not just for new cars. It's for any age car. We wouldn't be offering this limited warranty if we didn't have a lot of confidence in the Ford parts we sell and the work our technicians do. They're trained by Ford in what we believe is one of the best training programs in America, and that training is kept up by Ford instructors who conduct regularly scheduled seminars for our technicians all over the country. We specialize in Fords, Lincolns, and Mercurys, so when we fix your car, we get to the problem fast with the right tools and Ford parts made especially for your car. We figure if we make you happy with warrantied service today, you'll make us happy by buying another car from us tomorrow. Your participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers.
It happened in the Hollywood of the 30s, a time of legends and laughter, of fantasy and fun, and Gable and Lombard. Their love affair shocked the world, and then made it laugh, and then made it cry. James Brolin is Clark Gable. Jill Clayburgh is Carol Lombard. Gable and Lombard,
from Universal Pictures, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
Cable and Lombard is now showing at the Cooper Theater in St. Louis Park. Oh, my goodness. 5 minutes in front of 8. This is Jerry St. James along with Michael J. playing the hits while you're spraying your pits. Boy, do we ever need this morning, I'll tell you. If we have ever needed a traffic tranquilizer, today is the day. Here's one for this morning for you. Hall & Oates.
Baby hair with a woman's eyes. I want to laugh and say.
U100, that is so goddamn pretty. I love it. Sarah Smile, that is Hall & Oates. Top of the morning to you, 7:58. If something is on your mind this morning, as always, it is a pleasure. My phone lines are open here at 452-3333. Whatever you happen to be doing around the house this morning, maybe you made it to the office already. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. This is Carole King. Come on.
As I bask in the glow of a chocolate
WYOO, AM and FM stereo, Richfield. It's 801. Hi, this is Jerry St. James along with Michael J. This hour on the program, besides Julian and a bunch of other goodies here, we'll be discussing loneliness and ways to combat loneliness. For instance, if you are lonely, try taping prunes to your body and walking naked through an old folks' home.
Lying here with you. As right as anything could be.
My mind must be moving.
What a rotten record. Why do we play that? Five past eight on the St. James and Douglas Show. We got big doings this hour. Julia Childlike will be in here a little bit later on, in about 10 minutes, actually, with U100 Morning Show Meatballs she'll be making this morning. That's big. And we got Rex King will be back, and Guido is making a special guest appearance this morning. It's Friday, but he's here anyway.
That's absolutely correct.
That's
what does
right.
Fonz say?
Hey, that's me,
the original Fonz. This is Guido.
Guido.
That's right, Mr.
Yes.
St. James,
Guido,
coming
Guido.
Up this
yes.
hour. Right there on the radio.
On the radio.
Bell? There it is. Coming up this hour, we're going to have Guido on the radio with your very own personalized horoscope for several of you very lucky listeners.
Yes.
If you can make it through the snow to get to the telephone this morning, everybody hang on for Guido.
All righty, we'll do.
What's cooking around the world today? Ajax wants to know. Shish kebab and fried chicken. Bottle of tea to drink. Rhubarb pie or cream to zest. That will mess your stream. Well, it's not so hard to clean them up. Don't waste much time.
You're still using Comet. You're not using the cleanser more people around the world use. Ajax Cleanser. Like millions here, you like Ajax too. Ajax cuts grease, and with its patented bleach system, bleaches out the toughest food stains faster than Comet. So get with number one and do an Ajax job on whatever you've got cooking.
Ajax Cleanser. We're number one around the world. See what number one can do.
Ajax Cleanser.
It's nice to know.
Attention all you pretty teenage ladies. J.C. Penney's at Ridgedale is having a free Bonnie Bell makeup clinic and demo tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Oh,
yes, Bonnie Bell Beauty Consultants will show you the practical makeup techniques on your face.
Oh.
Remember, that's at Ridgedale's J.C. Penney's tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday only.
My God.
excuse me.
Shame.
Did I get any on you?
No.
I'm sorry.
Disgusting.
I didn't mean to. I was just munching on this cake that Gretchen brought us this morning, and I couldn't help it. What's the matter now?
I couldn't hear my headphones are going to heck again.
Again? Jeez, that means we'll have to come into the same studio and stand here next to each other.
No, thanks.
Are your hands clean?
No.
Well, anyway, does my partner have news for you?
He does.
Well, what's new?
It's 16 above in the Twin Cities. It's 8 minutes past eight.
Looking out the window, I can see blowing and drifting snow seriously.
That is right, Jerry. A winter storm hit us here last night, dumped 6 to 8 inches or so of snow in southern and southeastern Minnesota. That's up and up to...
Hey, don't touch me, you filthy creep. Everybody's goosing everybody today.
Everybody's goosing?
10 inches in the Wilmer and Marshall areas.
I like geese.
The light, fluffy snow and strong winds are reducing visibilities to zero in many southern and eastern areas. Here in the Twin Cities, be careful. The freeways are almost open. I mean, it's decent.
35W is the pits.
Yeah, and the on and off ramps are really, really bad. There's a snowplow stuck on one of them I heard a while ago. Really?
That's pretty bad. It's like the doctor getting sick, you know.
That's right. City of Minneapolis today says a snow emergency will be declared beginning at 10 this morning. No parking allowed on snow emergency routes from 10 this morning till 10 tonight. Parking also is banned on north-south residential streets from 10 a.m. till 10 tonight. East-west Minneapolis streets will be plowed tomorrow from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m.
So you and I are going to get plowed tonight, aren't we?
Hey, man, let's get plowed.
Soviet Communist Party Congress has ended a 10-day meeting by reappointing all but one of the Politburo members.
Uh-oh.
Party leader Leonid Brezhnev kept his job, but the agriculture minister was sacked.
You know, they're having the Pravda, the big newspaper over there, is running a contest for the best political joke.
You're kidding.
First prize is 20 years. First prize is 20
years. Yeah.
Two,
a large
three,
bomb
four.
Exploded. I'm not going to be nice to you.
I'm trying.
A large bomb exploded this morning outside the Paris home of a former French interior minister. Police investigators said the device was, in his words, certainly meant to kill. One person was hurt. A new government report says it's going to be harder and more expensive than previously thought to make America energy independent. Primary reasons are lower than expected U.S. petroleum reserves and reductions in nuclear...
Will you shut up?
And lower... What was that? And reductions in nuclear power plant construction.
What's going on in there?
More than 200 CIA documents handed over to congressional investigators are lost. The chairman of the committee that had them suggests they are somewhere in the National Archives. But the head of the CIA says they disappeared while the committee still had them.
What is that? Is it?
I don't know.
I'll take a Tutti Frutti and a banana ripple. How do you get the truck in the newsroom?
Speaking of government secrets, California Senator Alan Cranston reports that on last count, there were exactly 15,644 persons in the federal bureaucracy with the power to classify information and thus keep it from the public.
That's right.
Cranston says U.S. taxpayers are currently paying $750 million every year just to cover the salaries of these classifiers.
That's right.
He adds that to provide these persons with security clearances so they can stamp documents secret costs us an additional $350 million every stinking year.
That's right. What I have did is I have conducted a survey to find out just how many secrets is being kept from the American people, and I have found out the exact number of secrets being kept.
What's how many?
I ain't telling. It's a secret.
University of Notre Dame biology professor says stories buzzing around about South American killer bees headed for the United States are a lot of...
Hooyah!
Dr. Harold Ish says sensational... That's his name, Ish.
Ish!
Yeah, I know a guy named Ivan Ish lives up at Tanner's Lake. He says sensational reports... That's right. Of vicious Brazil-based African killer bees north are caused mostly by...
Vicious Brazil bees.
That's right.
North.
Caused mostly by Brazilians who discovered for the first time that the foreign bees have stingers. Because, see, bees in Brazil have no stingers. They're stingless.
God.
That's right. That's why they're all upset down there.
Are they coming up here?
No, that's what he said. Sure, some of them are heading this way, but it's no big deal. They just sting like any other bee.
I like bees.
Yeah. You're nuts. A United Nations report. Finally, believe it or cram it, says the world's population will double in 36 years if births continue at the present pace.
Uh-oh.
The report says the world population swelled by 72 million between 1973 and mid-74, raising the total population to nearly 4 billion.
The devil, you...
If it keeps up like this, we'll have to start circulating pictures of Jerry St. James naked from the waist up. That ought to cool both sexes.
Said a UN spokesperson. U100 weather. Man looks like he's in a gorilla suit when he takes his shirt off.
We could just show him the pictures of you and me on the sofa.
Oh, come on. Leave my reputation alone.
I'm going to ruin you. Do you hear me?
I am the picker. You are the picky. Remember that.
Picky.
U100 weather.
Picky,
travelers
picky.
Advisory early today. Partial clearing this afternoon with snow ending this forenoon. Clear and cold tonight. Partly cloudy.
Forenoon, baby.
And warmer tomorrow. High today near 20. Low tonight, 10 above. High tomorrow in the mid-20s. 16 right now. Michael J. Douglas with Jerry St. James. No more school closings. You know why?
Why?
Because if you don't know by now, that's your tough bean.
That's telling him.
Yeah.
I don't know if the boss is going to make it in today.
I suppose not.
He's probably at home. You know, he's a very athletic person. He's working on organizing the second annual midget bowling tournament.
I'll be darned.
And it's supposed to happen next weekend. They had one last year. Were you there for that?
The first annual midget bowling tournament?
The first annual midget bowling tournament was held at a bowling alley in Richfield. They did have some problems, though.
Hi, little lady. What?
Well, by the time the ball got halfway down the alley, all the midgets ran away.
That's not nice.